This is CPR News, NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Democrats are supporting Vice President Kamala Harris for their party's presidential nominee, and they're thinking of who should be her running mate. Senator Michael Bennett told Colorado Matters that Harris should choose someone to help her win one of the swing states, Wisconsin, Michigan, or Pennsylvania.
If it were possible to find somebody who could take one of those states off the table, and then it became two states instead of three states that she has to win. But sometimes it's difficult to make calculations about who that might be.
All of Colorado's Democratic congressional delegation has endorsed Harris for their party's nomination. The first parcel of land at the U.S. Army Chemical Depot in Pueblo County recently transferred from federal to local ownership, KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
More than 5,100 acres now belong to Puebloplex, the agency charged with redeveloping the site where chemical weapons were stored and later destroyed. Puebloplex CEO Russell DeSalvo says the first transfer of land is a big deal for the community.
It gives Puebloplex the opportunity to redevelop this property to enhance our tax base, to increase our ability to retain and attract jobs to Pueblo County.
DeSalvo says eventually the entire 23,000-acre site will be transferred as environmental cleanups are completed. But that's likely to take decades. Puebloplex already leases space to hundreds of tenants. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Colorado air quality not good again today. There is smoke in the air from fires in Canada and the Northwest. Ozone levels are rising again as it gets hotter over Denver and along the Front Range. It's going to be right around 90 in Denver this afternoon, going up from there for the middle of the week. Colorado Springs in the mid-80s, and in western Colorado, highs near 100. This is CPR News and KRCC.